Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Nicki Minaj might be ready to go to war over Kendrick Lamar performing at next year's Super Bowl instead of Lil Wayne.
Well, what were you feeling?
I felt like I wanted to punch him in his face.
Okay.
On September 8th, the rap game was left extremely divided by the announcement that Kendrick Lamar would be anchoring Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, Louisiana. When Kendrick shattered records and grabbed headlines all summer long because of his wild beef with Drake, the news still struck a chord with commenters and artists alike. You might assume that the people angriest about this news would be Lil Wayne or Drake, but no, there was nobody as mad and shook up about the news as the queen of rap herself, Nicki Minaj. So what we're gonna do today is break down Nicki's complicated history with the music industry, from her epic rise to what may be considered a huge downfall. How did Nicki Minaj become one of the rap game's biggest titans, and how did she build a lucrative business empire that made her even more powerful? And on top of that, with all the success, why is her record label Heavy On It Records struggling so much? We've even spent hours investigating Nicki's failed attempts to sign some of the most promising up-and-coming female talents in the game to see why Nicki and Heavy On It couldn't close the deal. Finally, we're gonna analyze Nicki Minaj's epic crash out rant in the aftermath of Kendrick's history making Super Bowl announcement. Is Nicki's attacks just an isolated incident, or is it a preview of a full-scale rap civil war? So let's start at the beginning. How did Nicki Minaj first rise to power?
To survive is to stay alive in the face of opposition.
Nicki spent years hustling in New York as an up-and-coming rapper, uploading music to MySpace, releasing free mixtapes, and appearing in freestyle videos. Little did she know that a clip from one of those underground rap DVDs would end up in the hands of New Orleans rapper Lil Wayne, who was in the process of putting together a roster for his very own record label, Young Money Entertainment. At that point, Wayne had achieved enormous success with his chart-topping, Grammy Award-winning 2008 album, The Carter III. When Nicki's raps caught his attention, he became her mentor and signed her to his label.
I wanted to make sure she had two things. Do not sound like Foxy, do not sound like Kim. And when I heard Nick was sounding like me.
That move completely changed the trajectory of Nicki's career. Nicki, in fact, credits the work she did on her first tape with Young Money, 2009's Beam Me Up Scotty, with making her refocus on her music career, which she said made the industry take her seriously as an artist. In order to promote Young Money's newest signees, Wayne featured his artists on the 2009 compilation album We Are Young Money, where Nicki Minaj made appearances alongside new label recruits like Drake and Tyga. That included a show-stopping appearance on the 7x platinum single Bedrock.
He say, Nicki, don't stop, you the bestest.
I can make your bedrock.
From there, Nicki's career took off like a rocket. She appeared on Kanye West's 2010 song Monster, where she featured alongside industry stars like Ye, Jay-Z, Rick Ross, and Bon Iver, where her verse was widely reviewed as the
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Best of any of her peers. Complex rated her monster verse the best rap verse in the last 5 years. Nicki's debut album, Pink Friday, debuted at number one and became the first female rap album to go platinum in 7 years. From there, Nicki kept doubling down on win after win. Her next album, Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, pivoted further into pop music, which earned her criticism from diehard rap fans who accused Nicki of abandoning her hip-hop roots. But Nicki still landed atop the Billboard charts. Her next two projects, Pink Print and Queen, were huge huge commercial successes, even though they didn't manage to peak higher than number 2 on the charts. By the time Nicki spun the block on 2023's Pink Friday 2, she became the first female rapper in history to have 3 number 1 albums to her name. Countless rappers and journalists have sung Nicki's praises. The New York Times called her the most influential female rapper of all time, and she was ranked at number 10 on Billboard's 50th Greatest Rappers list. Under Wayne's mentorship and guidance, Nicki Minaj managed to turn a mixtape circuit hustle into rap superstardom. But Nicki also made incredibly savvy business moves that only further cemented her into the culture.
One thing I learned along the way in business is the necessity for you to be unapologetic about asking for how much money you deserve.
While Nicki's music shot up in the charts, she also made lateral moves into different vectors of the entertainment industry. In 2013, Nicki pulled in a reported $12 million by joining the judges panel on American Idol. She also parlayed her popularity into an acting career, appearing in films like Barbershop, The Next Cut, a romantic comedy called The Other Woman, and voice acting gigs for the Ice Age and Angry Bird franchises. Over the course of her career, Nicki also launched 10 different fragrance lines with various corporate partners like the Home Shopping Network and JCPenney. On top of that, Nicki's had a long history of partnerships with brands like Mac, Adidas, Beats Electronics, Kmart, Mercedes, you name it. Plus, she's also collaborated with fashion powerhouses like Fendi and Marc Jacobs. Not to mention, she also launched her very own press-on nails line, Pink Friday Nails. So basically what I'm saying is that Nicki has been incredibly smart about diversifying her income streams way beyond music. But one of the most important and visible Nicki Minaj business moves came in 2015 when she was announced as a co-star for the music streaming service Tidal, owned by Jay-Z. When Tidal launched, Jay openly promoted the service as an alternative to streaming behemoths like Spotify, promising that Tidal offered better payouts to artists and higher quality audio for fans. To hear Jay-Z tell it, Tidal was a radical countermove designed to help challenge the minuscule residuals that artists were getting from other streaming services. During a high-profile press run, Nicki came out on stage with Jay and other celebrity Tidal co-owners like J. Cole, Beyonce, Rihanna, Alicia Keys, Chris Martin, Usher, and Madonna, almost as if they were the Avengers in the music industry. Nicki Minaj showing up besides Jay-Z was a big show for it.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Especially since her Young Money label made Drake inked an exclusive partnership with Tidal's direct competitor, Apple Music. But in 2021, Jay sold Tidal to the company Square. Ultimately, Tidal just wasn't as successful as a superstar group of co-owners hoped it would be. Still, high-profile hustles like these only made Nicki a bigger force to be reckoned with, which makes it even weirder that Nicki struggled to be successful launching her own record label.
People think they could do it. Everybody wants to walk in your shoes until you put them in your shoes, and then it's like, oh, you know what I mean?
On March 3rd of 2024, Nicki made a huge announcement. She was launching her very own record label, Heavy On It Records. Not only that, but Nicki made a clear point to shout out Lil Wayne's mentorship over her career, saying, "I understand the importance of someone else doing the heavy lifting for you." Nicki even clarified why she hadn't started a record label earlier in her career, which is pretty notable since her Young Money label mate and frequent collaborator Drake launched his own label, OVO Sound, way back in 2012. Nicki said she never wanted to do a label before because I said to myself, unless I'm ready to really put these artists on, I'm not gonna ruin anyone else's life. Nicki quickly announced her new artist roster. It included Nana Fofi, an Afro soul artist from Ghana, Tate Cobain, a rapper from Baltimore, Rico Donna, a rapper from Queens, and London Hill, a Bronx rapper known for having a Caribbean influence. By all appearances, Nicki was curating a team of promising up-and-coming artists and promising to lend her star power to help boost their careers. But any hype that came from Nicki's big label announcement quickly got overshadowed by drama. On April 29th, just 2 months later, news broke that London Hill had parted ways with Nicki's label. Nicki responded that London was never signed, and they only ever had talks about London joining Heavy On It. Then on August 21st, Nicki criticized unnamed artists for not wanting to sign to her label and opting to join white-owned record companies instead.
And guess who the white people's finna call? Always. Onika, Tanya, Mirage, Bandit. Oh, they always make sure they get the attention of the barbs.
Nikki even doubled down, claiming that the deluxe edition of her latest album, Pink Friday 2, would only exclusively feature artists from Heavy On. But Nikki later scrapped the Pink Friday 2 Gag City Deluxe Edition, claiming that she'd release an entirely different album instead, Pink Friday 3. Unfortunately, though, this left her promise of promoting her new record label in limbo. Unlike Lil Wayne, who featured Nikki across mixtapes in the Young Money compilation album, Nikki seemed to be waffling on how front and center she wants to be with her label roster. Despite Nikki's star power, Heavy On It Records made much more news for its internal drama rather than actual music. But what about the artists who Nikki criticized for not signing to her?
You can't expect the Nicki Minaj package when you ain't did the Nicki Minaj work.
In 2023, Ice Spice, a rising star from the Bronx, grabbed headlines for collaborating with the queen of rap herself. Their link up, the Princess Diana remix, became the first ever official release on Nicki's label Heavy On It, building hype that
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ice Spice might officially join the team. The anticipation only grew when Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj linked up again later for that summer for Barbie World, which debuted on the Barbie movie soundtrack. But on May 3rd of 2024, leaked texts surfaced between Bronx rapper Ice Spice and her one-time best friend Baby Storm. In those alleged texts, Ice Spice clearly criticizes Nicki Minaj and her attempts to sign her. In one exchange, Ice Spice even said she wants publishing royalties from all my songs and claims I'm already signed, so why would I work backwards? In those texts, Ice Spice also criticized Nicki, claiming that the queen of rap was like her mom, ungrateful and delusional. Ice Spice even said that the Barbie World song was an opportunity that was originally only intended for her, but she invited Nicki to participate out of respect for Nicki's Barbie brand. This is really notable because Ice Spice not only exposed that she didn't have a good personal relationship with Nicki, but that she didn't see a personal upside to Nicki's business moves. Based on those texts, it seemed like Nicki wanted to sign Ice Spice to a 360 deal, which takes anywhere from 10 to 25% of an artist's income, even for income streams that have nothing to do with releasing music, like touring, merch, or brand endorsements. While artists with 360 deals sometimes benefit by having hands-on support from the label, 360 deals are also considered notorious for trapping artists in long-term commitments that restrict their creative control. What's even crazier is that Nicki spoke openly about avoiding 360 deals when she herself was up and coming in the rap game.
You know, that was the one thing my lawyer put me onto that a long time ago, and thank you, Jesus, that I never had to sign a 360.
Another artist who was rumored to be linking up with Heavy On It was JT, aka one half of the Miami rap duo City Girls. This was after JT had a very public falling out with her groupmate Young Miami, and the two of them mutually agreed to pursue solo careers. After appearing on the Queen mix of Nicki Minaj's single Super Freaky Girls, anticipation grew that JT and Nicki might officially link up under the Heavy On It umbrella. However, 3 months after Nicki invited JT on stage at a Pink Friday 2 tour stop, Nicki seemingly took shots at her during a live stream where she said, "You also have to question why a person would go from unliking you to loving you. Isn't that odd?" Some fans took this as a reference to the years-old leaked audio where the City Girls were heard downplaying Nicki's success. Then on August 21st, the very same day where Nicki criticized artists for not signing to her, fans noticed that she had unfollowed both Ice Spice and JT on social media. This seemed like a clear, unmistakable signal that Nicki was directly shading them for not inking a deal with Heavy On It Records. And unfortunately for Nicki, the news of who she didn't sign grabbed more headlines than who she did. But all that aside though, no one was prepared for Nicki to crash out to the max when Kendrick Lamar was announced as Super Bowl 59's headlining halftime show performer.
If I'm making a business decision in 2024 and I look at the monster year Kendrick just had, just straight business on a corporate level, it's Kendrick.
Just hours after Kendrick, the NFL
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
the social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And the halftime show's partner, Roc Nation, announced the news. Nicki took to Twitter to voice her displeasure, writing, "One nigga took a knee, the other nigga took a bag." This is a pretty clear reference to Colin Kaepernick, the former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, who alleged that he was blackballed by the NFL because of his political statements against police brutality. Jay-Z, meanwhile, later joined up with the NFL to produce the Super Bowl halftime show, despite all the controversy over the NFL's treatment of Colin Kaepernick. Without mentioning Jay's name directly, Nicki continued tweeting, referring to him as spiteful and evil, and alleging that he had connections with politicians and police. Nicki even claimed that Jay-Z was denying Wayne, who she called a young black man, despite the fact that he's 41, but digression. A chance to headline at the halftime show because of his ego and apparent hatred for Cash Money Records boss Birdman, Drake, and Nicki herself. This goes back to a back and forth Jay-Z had with Birdman years ago about which one of them had more money. In a lot of ways, Nicki seemed to be hinting that Jay-Z orchestrated a conspiracy to keep Wayne from headlining the 2025 halftime show in his hometown of New Orleans. And to be fair, there was a ton of reactions out there after Wayne wasn't picked to headline. But Nicki's Twitter tirade definitely became the most viral because it was pretty out of pocket. Not only did she accuse Jay-Z of masterminding a revenge scheme against Young Money artists, but she also used some pretty wild language to insinuate that Jay-Z was actually in the pocket of white America. One commenter wrote, "I never would have thought that Kendrick's Like That verse would lead to Nicki calling Jay-Z a house within a calendar year." Nicki later tweeted that she wasn't attacking Kendrick Lamar directly, saying, "You could love and respect Kendrick and still love and respect Wayne. Even Kendrick loves and respects Wayne." This whole blowup is pretty significant because even at the height of the Drake-Kendrick beef this past summer, Nicki stayed completely silent, even though she's known for having a close relationship with Drake. At the same time, Nicki is clearly willing to jump out the window to protect Wayne's legacy. But is this Nicki being grateful to the man who signed her and started her career? Or is there more at play here? Like the time Nicki criticized artists for not signing to Heavy on It and choosing white record labels instead, Nicki's attack on the Super Bowl halftime show and Jay-Z's NFL affiliation seems to be about bolstering herself more than anything. After all, Nicki would have benefited from artists like Ice Spice and JT signing 360 deals with Heavy on It, just like she would have presumably a chance to perform at the halftime show headlined by her Young Money mentor and boss, Lil Wayne. Some fans also pointed out that Nicki has called out Roc Nation, Jay-Z, and Beyonce before, more specifically for their support of their rival Megan Thee Stallion. Nicki also claimed that she never received a payout for her promotion of Jay-Z's streaming service Tidal, claiming no one promoted it more than me outside of Beyonce. If you really look at the big picture, Nicki seems to have beef with Jay-Z for reasons that go way beyond Lil Wayne not performing at the Super Bowl. Whatever the reason, it really looks like Nicki Minaj is ready to go to war with
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Jay-Z, Roc Nation, and anyone affiliated with them. In the midst of her epic Twitter rant, Nicki heard a tweet from Cash Money founder Birdman where he tagged Nicki, Wayne, and Drake and promised to make their enemies respect them. It really seems like Nicki might be stuck in the middle of a new civil war in the rap game, with Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Lil Wayne squaring up on either side. It's hard to say what'll happen from all this, but definitely get ready because something crazy is gonna happen soon.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.